Joshua chapter 5 and verse number 13. Just these three verses here. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship, and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. Amen. You know, Christian experience is a continual learning process, isn't it? It doesn't matter if you've served the Lord a few weeks or years, you are continually learning more and more and more about the Lord and about His hand that is upon our lives. I noticed a few things in these verses that I just want to call your attention to here tonight, so that we can maybe have a little clearer understanding as to some of the things that you're facing, that I'm facing in these last days. I think most anyone, if you've served the Lord any length of time, you know that trouble and crisis and spiritual struggles, they happen, and they are common to our Christian experience. And God, in His own will and providence, He allows us to walk down pathways many times that are not all that pleasant or not all that easy. If it was always going to be easy, you would have probably given up a long time ago, because if you thought it was always going to be easy, because after you serve the Lord for a while, you understand that every Christian goes through tribulation and trial. Amen. We all go through times of trouble and testing. And Joshua, he is a servant, and now he has been called to this great challenge of leading the children of Israel into the promised land. This great burden of responsibility now has fallen upon him. And I can see Joshua, even though that he spent 40 years as a servant to Moses, I could still see that Joshua is recognizing that he's got some battles to fight, and this is a huge one that's right before him. And he's not just going headlong into this situation without some thought and some planning and some consideration. And that's what's going on here in this text here in verse number 15. It's nighttime. He's going out and he's just kind of checking everything out. He's the leader. He's the general. He's going to be leading them up against Jericho. And he knows that the children of Israel had been there 40 years before. And their hearts just filled with fear, and they turned around and they wasted all of those years in the wilderness. So he feels the weight of and the responsibility of this moving forward into the promised land. I just believe that even though we are sure we're faced with a lot of things, the world, the secular world around us, everything about this world is opposite to the things of God and the things that the Bible teaches. I mean, every direction you turn, there are so many obstacles and so many reasons that if you really cave in, you'd be easy to just give up and say, "Wow, what's the use? Why even try? Why even keep putting forth the effort?" But I noticed some things in this, and I'll call your attention to him here tonight, because Joshua's getting ready to go out against this great city of Jericho. That city is the border city. It has to be defeated. If they're going to go in and take the promised land, there's going to have to be a victory from the very first time that they enter into this promised land. Not going to be able to succeed without it. But I believe that he learned some things. He discovered some things in this little encounter that he had with the Lord himself. Even, you know, he's out here and it's the middle of the night. Have you ever noticed how that trouble just gets to be, it's like it's magnified 10, 15, 20 times in the night? Have you ever laid in your bed at night? And I'm not typically a worrier, but I've had circumstances and troubles over the years that I've just laid there thinking, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know what direction to take. I don't know how to enter into all these wonderful things that you have for us. There's so many things that the enemy throws in your pathway. And it does seem like at night things are difficult. If you're sick, it seems like you're even sicker in the night. If you're worried, it's like it just magnifies in the dark, doesn't it? And you feel the overwhelming struggle of the darkness. And there's Joshua. He's out here in the middle of the night and he's surveying the situation. But he discovered some things. Number one, he discovered that he was not alone. Amen. He was not alone. And I want to just give you a word of encouragement. If you have been going through some things that you don't understand and you've got some opposition and some trouble and fears, worries that are before you and you don't know what to do, I want you to know that the Lord, this is just a reminder to you, you're not alone in this. You are not by yourself in the struggle that you are up against. It is a wonderful thing as a believer to know that God has promised, I'm going to be with you. I'm going to be with you. That really describes the nature of Jesus himself, Emmanuel, God with us. I will never leave thee. I will never forsake thee. The Lord's with you in whatever the fear or the trouble or the opposition that you're dealing with right now in your life. The Lord is with you. Joshua 1 and 5. Go back a few chapters. When Joshua is getting his call and he's being commissioned to fill the shoes of Moses, the Lord says to him, there shall not be any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. What a promise. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Isn't that a great promise? Moses was no doubt, or Joshua is probably feeling a little intimidated because Moses, I mean, he's the one that brought him out of Egypt. He's the one that had that encounter with the Lord and received the law of God. Moses was this revered, holy man of God. And he was his servant. I mean, he carried his bags and his cloak and he was right there with him all those years. And he saw the hand of the Lord that was on him. And now he realizes, this is me, my responsibility now. And I think that he was out there that night. He was surveying the situation. It was the first conflict, the first battle, the first situation that he was going to face. And he's there in the middle of the night and he learned that the Lord was with him. Amen. That he wasn't alone. Two verses later in verse 7 of Joshua 1. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. That's verse 5. Now verse 7. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Amen. He got a hold of a promise, and now here he is in his first challenge of his new responsibility. And it's a big responsibility because all the children of Israel are going to follow him into battle the next day. He's feeling the weight of it and the pressure of it. Amen. And he knows that God has promised that he's going to be with him. He's not going to forsake him. And as a reminder to you, in the middle of your night, in the middle of your trouble or sickness or whatever you're dealing with right now, whatever that it might be, God's with you. The Lord is with you. The Lord has not forsaken you. He hasn't forgotten you. He's with you and He's going to help you in the situation and the trouble. In Matthew 28, when He was sending His disciples forth and commissioning them to ministry, telling them to go and to preach, go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. That's a tall commandment, isn't it? That's a big commandment. But then He says, I'm with you. And lo, I am with you always, even into the end of the world. Jennifer, it doesn't matter where you go, the Lord is with you. It doesn't matter what pathway any of us follow, the Lord is with you. Amen. And we can have that encouragement to know that God is with you. Now, every Christian, they have their pressures and their troubles. I can only speak from my own perspective. But let me tell you, preachers and pastors, they have their problems. And they have their needs. And they have their struggles and their fears and their worries. And I've learned over the years that you just need to stay at it. You just need to plod along and be faithful to the Lord and be faithful to His Word, because God's with you. The Lord is going to help you. He's going to strengthen you, and He's going to move if you just continue to hold on to the Lord. So that was one thing that he learned out there in the middle of that night, in the middle of your night, whatever it might be encouraged tonight to know that you're not in it alone. Amen. You're not in this situation by yourself. The Lord is with you. I can remember a couple of situations where I was down and struggling and wondering. And when you get in that shape, sometimes you even pray, Lord, does anybody know what I'm having to deal with? Does anybody know? And most of the time, pastors are in the circumstance that, you can't really talk about everything. You just can't. It's just not the right thing to do. Sometimes you do find yourself in circumstances where you're just saying, Lord, nobody knows the trouble I've got. Nobody knows the worries or the fears that I've got. And the Lord reminds you again and again and again, I'm there. I'm with you. I'm helping you. I'm going to strengthen you. I'm going to bring you through this circumstance that you're up against. You're not alone. Hallelujah. Amen. You're not alone in your trouble, your struggle, whatever that it might be here today. Amen. And then another thing that he learned, you see, he's going into the battle thinking he's the general, thinking he's in charge, feeling all the responsibility is upon his shoulders. But he has this encounter with the Son of God himself. And he looked and he saw him there in the middle of the night, a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said, art thou for us or for our adversaries? You know, his answer was really neither. He says, nay, no, I'm not for you and I'm not for your adversary. I'm in charge. I'm not on your side. I'm in charge of this situation. I'm in control. No, I'm not on your side, and I'm not on the enemy's side. I'm in total control of this situation. Amen. And he said, nay, but as the captain of the host of the Lord, am I now come? Joshua realized that he was not alone, and he realized that he wasn't in control, but God was in control. What a great comfort it is to know that God is in control of your circumstance, whatever that it might be. See, Joshua, he was born in slavery. He suffered, and he knew what it was to struggle and to go through all kinds of trials and sufferings. Joshua was a servant, as I already said. He spent his life as a servant to Moses. And he's being reminded in this situation. Sometimes we really think, Lord, if I don't succeed, if I don't make this success and make this go, then it's all on me. It's all on my shoulders. But the Lord is saying, no. I'm in control of this. I'm in control. What you need to do is you need to humble yourself and just be my servant. Amen. You know, really, that's the call of God in on all of our lives. It doesn't matter what role or what capacity that you're in is in the church or in ministry. It doesn't matter. We're all servants of the Lord. Amen. Amen. That's the role of the pastor to serve. That's the role of the deacon to serve. That's the role of every one of us. We find our place. We find where the Lord has called us, and He will equip us and give us the talents and the abilities necessary to be used of the Lord. We need to be reminded that without Him, we are nothing. Amen. Without Him, we are nothing. We're zero. We have nothing. We are nothing. We have nothing to contribute. All of our own, everything that we have that's of ourselves is really nothing. Our responsibility is to be a servant. Submit yourself to God. Yield yourself to the Lord. Get close to the Lord and understand what He's calling you to do and what He wants you to do. And that's the place of real peace. Understanding that God's really in control of this situation. And He's in control of your needs and in control of your life. You'll get close enough to the Lord and spend enough time in the presence of the Lord, then you'll get close enough that you can hear His call and you can get orders from the Lord as to what He wants you to do. Amen. And whatever that you're dealing with, the Lord is with you, and we're just called to follow. We're just called to obey His voice. We're called to do what He's asking us to do. Amen. Too often we kind of think, oh, I've got this ability. Or I've got this talent. I could really do something. But the Lord is saying, no, just cast all that aside and just yield yourself to me and let me make you into what I want you to be. The servant comes to the Lord with the understanding that God is in control. Amen. Before, he was an under-servant under Moses, but now he's realizing that all along Moses was a servant of the Lord too, and he's called that again and again and again and again. Moses is referred to as a servant of God. And now he's not moved up the ladder necessarily. He's just now taken that place of servanthood and responsibility before the Lord. So he's learning some things out here in the middle of the night. And you know, I think that all of us, there's some things, if we'll open our heart up to the Lord, you can learn some things in your trial and in your darkness and in your night and in the struggle of your situation. If you'll just present yourself to the Lord, and I'm sure that many of you have had the experience when you've gone to the Lord in prayer and you don't even know what to say. You don't even have the words to say. You can't even express it. There doesn't seem to be, you don't even know what to ask for or how to present your need to the Lord. You just come to Him and admit, Lord, I'm in need. I'm your servant. I belong to you. I'm your child. I don't even know the next step or the next word. I don't know what to do. And the Lord, He'll speak to you in the middle of your night. What did He tell Joshua to do? He informed him. These are some things that Joshua learned in that midnight hour with the Lord. He learned that he was not alone. He learned that God was in control of the situation. And then the Lord tells him what to do. He said, what do you want me to do? I'm your servant. What do you want me to do? And he said, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. Now that is hard to understand, because he wasn't in the temple. He wasn't even in the promised land yet. This is all pagan territory. And the Lord is saying, you're on holy ground.
Take off your shoes. I mean, there's Jericho. It's pagan. It's wicked. And he's telling him, take off your shoes. This is holy ground. Well, he learned another lesson that it doesn't make any difference where you are. If you are walking in obedience to God, you're walking on holy ground. Amen. You know what a lot of religious people today are doing is they want to separate the sacred from the secular, and they live out their life through the week, and they do anything. They live any way that they choose to live, and then when it comes time to go to church on Sunday, then they put on their righteous clothes and their righteous attitude, and they pick up their Bible, and they go to church. But let me tell you, as a servant of the Lord, wherever you are and whatever God has called you to do or called you to be, you're on holy ground. Amen. You're on holy ground. You have a responsibility to be a person of purity and integrity and to live in such a way that is pleasing to the Lord. Take your shoes off, Joshua. You're on holy ground. He was talking about the fact that he was having this encounter with the Son of God, and that he was yielding himself to the will of God that night to do what the Lord was telling him to do, and he was on holy ground. I think we need to be reminded of the fact as the church, we've got a lot of things that we want to present to the world. We want to present the gospel to the world. We want to present an effective witness to the world. We want them to know Jesus, but we have a responsibility to live in such a way so that the world knows what it is to know God and to be holy. Amen. 8 times in the scripture, the Lord said, "Be ye holy, for I am holy." So the Lord has called us to purity, to holiness. And I know that's defined by a lot of churches and a lot of people and in so many different ways. But the basic truth is just this, that we are to stand in the presence of the Lord. We're to humble ourselves before the Lord. And we're to cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit and be a person of righteousness. Amen. I grew up where the preacher would preach, and even though I was saved, lots of times I would get so under conviction because the Word of God was convicting me, and I would go back to the altar, even though I was a teenage young person, and I had already been saved, but I would go back because that I loved to have that cleansing. Amen. And that washing and all of the things of this world. Amen. He understood. He learned a lesson that night. And that is, anywhere you go, everywhere that you go, if you're yielded to God and you're doing the will of God, that's holy ground. And you need to present yourself in that way as a person, a righteous, holy man or woman of God to a world that needs to have a testimony of what it is to know God. Amen. Glory to God. Well, he learned some lessons in those 3 verses. One more thing I'll mention that he learned. He said, "The captain of the Lord's host said to Joshua, loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy." And Joshua did so. Do you know that because he obeyed the Lord, when you move into the next chapter, you can see that even though it says that Jericho was completely shut up, completely surrounded, that the Lord had already promised to him, "I have given this into your hand." Verse 2 of chapter 6. "And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof and the mighty men of valor." All the lessons that he learned in this encounter with the Son of God, he come to the understanding that the battle was already won. It was already his. Amen. Already, the victory was already his. How? By faith, like Faye was talking about here tonight. By faith, the walls of Jericho came down. Amen. You know what a foolish, ridiculous plan that was? Have you ever given much thought to it? Marching around one day, marching around another day, marching around. It's crazy, wasn't it? It was foolish. But he understood and he learned the importance of hearing the voice of God and doing what the Lord told him to do by faith, no matter what, no matter how ridiculous or how far out that it might seem to be, that he put his confidence and his trust in the Lord. Amen. To do what the Lord has asked us to do. The battle was already his. It was contingent on his willingness to submit himself to God and obey and step out in faith. Now, the Lord has a lot of wonderful things that he wants to do for you. A lot of things he wants to do for us here as a church body. It's the will of God that we enter into revival. Amen. It's the will of God that we enter into harvesting souls coming into the kingdom of God. This county is in such need. There are so many people that are so far away from God. It doesn't matter if there's 150 other churches. It doesn't matter. They're out there by the thousands and thousands. And they're out there on Sunday morning when we're in here worshiping in church. And they're meandering around doing whatever that they do. Busy with things that they think are important. Most of them are sleeping late on Sunday morning. But do you know we have a call of God and a responsibility? And I don't know, I really don't have all the answers as to how that we can reach them. But I do know this, that if we'll hear the voice of God, if we'll be a people that'll get a hold of God and hear his voice, he'll show us exactly how to reach those that he wants us to reach in this community. He'll show us how to see victory in all these different areas. I've never seen the attack against families. The attack against marriages. I have never seen such a blatant openness as far as wickedness and sin everywhere you turn, and people are so bold in their activities and the things that they're involved in. The church is called to be salt, and as we were talking about Sunday night, that force, a restraining force in the community. Amen. What we need is an encounter with the Lord. I want you to know that I don't have any understanding of what you are personally dealing with, what questions or troubles, worries, problems, sicknesses. I don't know most of your needs, but I do know this, that if you'll put your trust in the Lord, he knows right where you are. He knows what you're going through. You're not by yourself. And if you'll humble yourself and become a servant and commit your life and your future to the Lord, that the Lord has already given you the victory in this battle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You do not have to be defeated and discouraged, but you can hear the voice of God, and the Lord can help you to enter into the victory. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Let's stand and thank the Lord for the promise of God here tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God, that you know right where every person here tonight, you know what their fears and their troubles and their worries are. You know what they're facing in their own personal lives, in their families. You know, Lord, what we're dealing with, Lord, as a church in these last days. So many forces to oppose the work of God. But Lord, I just ask, Lord, you would help us to walk humbly before you. Lord, and obedient to your voice. Thank you, Lord, that you've promised that you're with us. Thank you, Lord, that you're in control. Thank you, Lord, that you have led us into a life, Lord, that is pure and pleasing to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise the Lord.